impact is a big word that we've been talking about since Future of Media, and effectiveness, obviously, we've been writing about it a lot. So what's your kind of take on this?
We have been writing about it a lot, and that's, you mentioned Future Media, every session that we put on it, that's our flagship event, and we try to talk about all things media at that event, but we can't put on enough stuff about data and measurement. And again, to reference ITV, I suspect it's part of that piece as well, where there is so much pressure on media owners to prove the effectiveness of the mediums. I was talking, after the presentations yesterday, I was talking to an agency planner, and I was like, "Well, what do you think of Kelly and Daggs' talk?" He's like, "Well, I just think they have to work so much harder in terms of what they're selling." And you look at the charts and the presentations that they're putting at a sales event. And he was like, "Well, what's left for media agencies to do?" So why are we talking about this so much? Whether it's on the audience measurement side, these companies are now owned by private equity, they're under pressure to deliver more. Media owners are under pressure to deliver more. Advertisers demand a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think that what I liked about Media 3.0, Future of Media conference was the focus on impact and effectiveness. It's kind of like, yeah, this is exactly what it's all about. And to a certain extent, I think it's part of the zeitgeist of times being hard. What do you do when times are hard? You focus on ROI and things like that. So I think this part of this is driven by the need to demonstrate effectiveness. But hats off to Ian Whittaker again, who is doing a great job of trying to say, look, we know that big companies in their earnings statements and in their analyst calls are saying, we believe in the ability of brands to build business, to grow revenue and profit. This wasn't always the case. It's starting to be the case much more now. So this is quite a good sign. It's a sign that what we do is starting to be recognised more and more as being a proper business discipline. Therefore, we have got to make it more like a proper business discipline in terms of proving our worth, using statistical analysis in a different way, more data to prove effectiveness. Mm-hmm. And the reason I like the word impact is because it's more than effectiveness. It can also be about changing people's attitudes towards about sustainability or other things. So
behavior change,
and attitudinal change as well. So when this word impact was coming through at the conference, I was thinking, actually, I keep talking about effectiveness because I think it's the thing that matters most to brands. But actually, I like the word impact as well because it kind of takes some softer values and allies it with the harder effectiveness measurements as well. And advertising has the ability to do both of those two things really well, but only when it's well executed. So it's all about how do you make the media work hardest at delivering impact and effectiveness for brands. Well, not just brands, actually, because some people aren't brands. The government's not a brand.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Well, it is in as much, but it's advertising is trying to change behaviour and attitudes more than it is about building the government brand. I'm sure they're trying to build the government brand by doing that. So I think we need to be conscious of the fact that not every brand is a brand, if you know what I mean. It's kind of, they have different objectives. Mm-hmm. For some people, advertising is trying to do more of the softer stuff, the impactful stuff. So I would argue, for example, that if I'm a big energy company like Shell, I'm probably using advertising more to try and soften attitudes towards me than expecting people to go and fill up their cars at a Shell station instead of somebody else's filling station. So I quite like the fact that impact and effectiveness came through as parallel themes from that particular conference.
Mm-hmm. The impact covers a bit more. And I wondered, just to pick up on your point, you were saying that it has not always been the case that the importance of brand building and marketing, advertising was being discussed in this way by like those kind of board of directors. What has changed? You said that it's kind of been changing over time. What do you think? Is it because there's a justification that we can provide?
No, it's a really interesting question. And I mean, because I've been around a long time, I can talk about this, I think, with some authority, is that marketing directors, CMOs, advertising was seen as being a business expense, not a business investment. Sits on the P&L, not on the balance sheet, all that sort of stuff. I don't know why this has happened, but I think that's changed now, and it's now seen as being a proper business driver. And if I were to pinpoint one reason for that, it's because of digital, because there is now a much clearer picture of what, you know, inputs and outputs. In other words, digital media allow you to measure, at least ostensibly, what you're doing. So I would say that the digital revolution has led to that sea change, because in the past, if you advertised, you had really no proof of what made something work. So if you advertise and there's no return path, no interactivity or whatever, then your sales might go up, but you might go, oh yeah, but we put our prices down, or we got more distribution, or our competitors did something different or whatever. Now it's much easier It's not easy, but easier to make that distinct, that to track it across time.